This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations warns of the potential for violence on a greater scale in Myanmar, as protesters stage their biggest demonstration to date against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Thousands of demonstrators gathered Wednesday in the streets of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, despite a ban on gatherings of more than four people imposed by the military. Protesters have filled the streets of Myanmar's biggest cities every day since de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking government officials were detained in the February 1st coup. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday Russia needed to ensure that its parliamentary vote, scheduled for September, is free of foreign meddling, following mass protests calling for the release of one of his fiercest critics. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets last month to urge Russia to free Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny ahead of the September election. The 44-year-old opposition politician was detained and later jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia. He had been treated in Germany for a nerve agent poisoning he sustained in Siberia last August. The Kremlin has suggested Navalny is a CIA asset who is being used by Western intelligence services to destabilize Russia, and Moscow has repeatedly told the European Union to keep out of its domestic affairs. New Zealand said Wednesday it will pull out its last six troops from Afghanistan by May, the first foreign government to confirm a withdrawal since peace talks began. It comes at an uncertain period for the process as violence rises. Three of the troops are deployed to the Afghanistan National Army Officer Academy and three to the NATO Resolute Support Mission headquarters. This is VOA News.